Hello and welcome. This is IdeaGen TV. I would love to welcome our next guest, Ashley Mills, CEO of the Vision Council. Welcome, Ashley.
Thanks, Cooper, and thank you to IdeaGen for letting the Vision Council be part of your Dynamic Resiliency Summit. We're thrilled to be here. We've certainly been tested in those areas over the last several months. In fact, I'm joined here with a colleague who I'll introduce in a moment, but we're coming to you concurrently from the Vision Council's Executive Summit, which we hold annually. We gather the luminaries of the optical industry and provide professional leadership programming and networking. And while we're not able to be in person this year, I'm pleased to report we are very much connected and the conversations are really inspiring. So we're happy to join you from our summit and are looking forward to sharing some exciting news we'll be announcing today to our membership. In terms of the Vision Council, just to give you some perspective on what we're all about, we're champions for vision and vision health. Our members range from innovators and lens manufacturers to fashion designers and everything and every kind of company who works to ensure that people can live their best lives through better vision and also look as well as they see. I have to say, you know, the world, it's a gross understatement to say this, but I will. I think the world faces a lot of challenges right now, and we have a lot of problems. But one of the things that we're so proud of in our industry is that we see vision as not a problem, but a solution. It's truly something that can have a positive impact on people's lives, their livelihood, educational outcomes, healthcare, safety, everything it really in your life can be impacted by your vision. So I offer it to the rest of the IdeaGen members and participants as something to consider when you're trying to address your global issues, that vision can be a catalyst for great change and improvement. And so today, as I mentioned, I'm joined by a friend and colleague, Terrence Lachran. He is the Director of Partnerships and Programming for the Vision Council. And so I'd like to welcome and introduce Terrence, because I think he has some of the deepest connections in our industry. Welcome, Terrence. Thank you for doing this with us.
Hey, Ashley. It's a pleasure to be here.
So not only did Terrence create the program for the Vision Council's Executive Summit, he also leads our diversity, equity, and inclusion work. And he is really one in a million when it comes to the relationships that he has built throughout the optical industry, which leads me to why I titled our chat today, Character and Connection. I think we represent a really special a group of businesses and people. And honestly, when I look back on what has made us so resilient and able to continue to have impact, I think that one of the major reasons is the connectivity and the character of the industry that we represent. And since Terrence knows them better than anyone, I wanted to ask you, Terrence, if you don't mind sharing a little bit of the flavor of our group, our community, and who these people are and what they're all about.
Yeah, you know, Ashley, that's a great way of describing it, is flavor. You know, I think our industry is unique, and I think everyone would probably say that about their industry. But you think about it, we provide a service, we provide devices that is not just a medical necessity, but it is also a fashion accessory, as well as a beacon to many people. So in our industry, we have someone as the committed clinician, as well as the passionate artist. But despite how different as this industry may be when it comes to those two groups, one quality that they all share is the quality of compassion. If you think about it, we are the industry that provides this world sight. At the end of the day, we are giving sight to this world. So this industry, you know, they are relationship people. They are connected together within. They are connected with their customers. They're connected with their patients. Relationships is key. And, you think about it, even at our industry events, at our industry trade shows, it's maybe three quarter business, but one quarter family reunion, you know, for these connections.
Right.
It's just so important because we use those opportunities, we feed on those opportunities to be together, to cultivate relationships, to cultivate relationships even outside of the industry. Very genuine. It's not just, hey, I'm going to see you at the show. Some of our people, they get together when it comes to this is who is in their wedding. This is coming to their house. This is going to the bar mitzvah. This is coming to their child's christening. It's an industry that is just inside and out, very well connected all together. And I just, you know, I'm thankful to have met the people I've met in this industry, which at the same time makes it very hard to be away from them this year. But you know, the theme of this year, 2020, the theme of 2021, it's pivot. We have to take what we're doing and we have to pivot. We have to take our relationship building, we take our connections and we have to pivot. So virtual connections have been a very crucial part of the Vision Council this year. When everything was going on, we said, okay, this is gonna happen. We cannot change this, but what we can do is our strength is unifying the industry and feeding off of one another. So I was very, very excited to be part of our virtual eye-to-eye series this past year. Each week we had a series. Wednesdays we did coffee talk. Fridays we did happy hour. And we got together and discussed topics dealing with filling out loans information. What's business going to be like post-COVID? What type of PPE are you adapting to your business? Fashion topics. What's the definition of avant-garde eyewear? Who's next in line when it comes down to the new school of fashion design and creative? So I know for myself and for at least 600 people weekly, we look forward to those discussions. And even though we're going back to the normal, I'm still feel like we're going to still establish and keep on directing those and navigating those conversations.
Thank you. I smile because those eye-to-eye series events were like the highlight of my summer. And it's just, it's incredible how we have had to change, but I would say certainly we're changed, but I think in some ways we're changed for the better. And when we look at some of the most dynamic work that was done this year, and I think work that is certainly on the top of the list of the companies participating in the IdeaGen Summit, that has to be diversity, equity, and inclusion. And you did an exceptional job leading very quickly. And I think part of the success is owed to how closely connected we all are within the industry and how quickly our community wanted to step up and see action. And so I think it's helpful for us to share with the others some of the highlights of what you've been doing on DE&I and just how tangible and quick these things are coming. Because I think we can all benefit by sharing how we're leading in this area.
Yeah, I think throughout this year, I listened to a talk with Bazoma St. John from Netflix, and she was quoting someone else. I forget, I apologize who she was quoting. When she said that, you know, diversity is being asked to the party, but inclusion is being asked to dance. And I think when we step back in our industry,
right?
Yeah. We have to say that the party needs to be expanded. And when the party is happening, we need to ask more people to dance when it comes to people of color and women. So I was really, really impressed with the way the industry responded to diversity, equity, inclusion, and even more so impressed with the Vision Council responded. We started our initiative back in 2019, and you know, Ashley, I remember you saying that this was not going to be just a one and done. We were going to continue this discussion and continue these initiatives when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the Vision Council definitely lived up to its word. Right away, we started forming a diversity, equity, and inclusion task force of people from all across the industry. And honestly, this task force has been one of the most productive, because it's not just one set of people. We have optometrists, opticians, frame designers, corporate representatives, sales representatives, journalists, people who are Black, people who are white, Asian, Latinx, LGBTQIA community. And they all come together to form this amazing task force and be able to kick these ideas so that we can hold our industry accountable when it comes to DE&I. And not just internally, We're looking also at the communities we service externally. So I loved at our conference, our summit, we were able to present the results of an industry survey. Over 1,700 industry professionals completed the survey. We were able to present that data to them. Tomorrow's talk with Emmanuel Acho, the creator of the web series and New York Times bestselling book, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, having him sit down with three industry leaders and really be able to navigate these conversations that are uncomfortable until they become comfortable. And really, that's just going to help us go forward to be able to project more tangible action items, to be able to facilitate growth in the industry. And, you know, growth itself, it's part of the Vision Council's mission. Everything we do at the Vision Council is to grow this industry, to empower people of all backgrounds, to embrace vision as a career for all, as well as to live just our best life in general. So, you know, Ashley, I mean, you're CEO. So I guess my question to you would be, you know, what else can we do at the Vision Council? What else are we going to be doing in order for us to demonstrate a dynamic resiliency in these unprecedented and challenging times?
Well, you lived it with me, and it was certainly a challenging year. But the reality is what we did successfully and impactfully really early on was really take a hard look at our mission. And our mission is our driver and our litmus test for everything that we do. And so our mission is to empower people to live their best lives through best vision and to lead and to bring everyone along with us. So with that as a driver, we certainly still had to make difficult decisions. We had to put some strategies on hold, but we have a mission and we have a strategic plan. We're just working the plan. And that coupled with an approach towards only focusing on what we can control really resulted in a really dynamic, empowered, and impactful organization at the Vision Council. Once we took away the things that we couldn't wish for or hope for, or the things that were a maybe, and we really focused and got that sense of clarity around, here is what we know. Here is what we can control. This is what we're working on. I think it empowered our staff. I think it gave everyone a sense of security around, in a way, being able to control our own destiny. And that doesn't mean we've gone off on a tangent to get through COVID. It means that we've actually really, really clarified what's the most important work that we have to be doing to serve our mission, to promote vision, the value of vision, and ultimately to serve our members. So there's more of that to come. I think where I'm most impressed with our organization is that we have accomplished so much in the face of all of this upheaval. And it's because we're mission driven and it's because we clearly focused on what we could control.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year, actually 2020, the year of vision, that was supposed to be our year, all right? We had our challenges. We had challenges in 2020. We all had challenges in 2020. But as CEO, I like to ask you, what are we leaving in 2020? But more importantly, what changes are we bringing in 2021 that we've learned from these challenges and changes in 2020?
I'll tell you what, I think we're on the right path with the decisions that we've made. If anything, I think what will change is that we will just continue to feel emboldened that we can still move the needle and we can still drive ahead and we can still accomplish and we can still serve our membership and our mission despite what's going on. That we are not... nor did we ever, but we're not kind of waiting, waiting for this to blow over for us to get back to work. We've been very much working very deliberately throughout all of this. And the work, because it was so It was critical, and it was so clear what we needed to do, and it was so deliberate. It was foundational. And I think what changes for us is that when we get through COVID, I think we'll see exponential lift in our ability to move forward. I think we're doing all of the right work now. So hopefully what changes, although we can't plan on it, is I can leave the house and you and I can see each other in person, and we can be really proud of how we've positioned ourselves and our industry to be successful after COVID.
Well said. I guess we always said hashtag I'm ready. I think hashtag still ready is our thing now.
Very ready. Still ready, very much. Yeah, and our other hashtag that you coined is optimistic. We are optimistic, and we need to be. And one of the things that just, I think it's not just talk, and it's an example of the tangibles and the work and the actually getting it done that we just discussed, is a very exciting announcement that you're making from the Executive Summit. And I love it because it's testament to how our industry wants to take action. And it also, it's a different dimension of how vision can impact lives. So we've talked about the impact of vision health on quality of life. Now, I want to turn it over to you to talk about how the vision industry is going to impact lives.
Man, this is just, I'm just so excited to announce this. This is the stuff that really keeps me up at night for the good reasons. You know, we always felt that in this industry, not only do we need to concentrate on diversity, equity, inclusion, but we owe it to our communities that we service, the communities that support us, especially when it comes to marginalized communities in our nation. So the Vision Council, we've been working behind the scenes for a few months now, and it finally comes to fruition. And we are just excited to announce the creation of the Open Your Eyes Scholarship. You know, I love an acronym, so the acronym is OYES, Open Your Eyes Scholarship Program. What we're going to do is we are going to be giving exposure to this beautiful industry to high school seniors. High school seniors, we're going to be partnering with these schools, and we are going to provide scholarships for high school seniors, full scholarships to attend Opticianry College. They will also receive a paid internship while they're in college, as well as one-on-one mentorship. Now, why this is so important is when we think about marginalized neighborhoods. I come from a marginalized neighborhood. My old neighborhood that I grew up in, currently the mean household income is $49,000. The average licensed optician makes more than that. So at 20 years old, we are giving these kids a platform, giving them a jumpstart into this industry to make more money than their household makes, to change and break the cycle, to be able to look at where they've come from and feel like they've contributed and they've made it. Now that's just a start. They can take that and they can go ahead and go to other parts of the industry. They can become an optometrist, a frame designer. They can do whatever they want. But we are first giving them this platform. So our goal this year is to raise $1 million for our first year towards the scholarship. We have the hope to send between 25 and 30 children to Opticianry College in the first 6 months. We're doing that later on today. We're kicking that off, our fundraising efforts, at an auction in our Executive Summit. Some of the prizes are amazing. We have prizes like Tura Eyewear has the Lam Gwen Stefani line. Gwen Stefani has donated 15-minute Zoom virtual sessions to style in someone with their eyewear. We have prizes from Safilo, who has a Jimmy Choo clutch. We have CEV Eyewear, which is owned by Jalen Smith of the Dallas Cowboys, who will be giving away an autographed football and 4 tickets to the Dallas Cowboys. CFDA designer Christian Roth is donating a personal piece of art from his collection from Jean-Michel Basquiat from 1981 that's valued at over 3,000 euro. So we are looking at prizes that are great, but when you donate to this, you feel that I'm donating to a cause, and they're going to see where they're donating it to. These are our future opticians that will be joining their organizations. These are the future opticians that one day may be running these organizations. Well, we're investing in the future. We're investing in our communities. We're investing in vision. So I'm really excited. And any more information about the Open Your Eyes Scholarship, or if anyone would like to donate to the Open Your Eyes Scholarship, please go to thevisioncouncil.org for more information. So.
Awesome. I mean, it's just one of the many reasons that we are optimistic. And I think you should be so proud. Congratulations. We're also thrilled about this. And I can't wait to see where these students end up. I know we'll have them in our fold, so we'll be able to help them as much as we possibly can. But I really, I just really want to thank you for that and the work of all of the people who are involved. Again, I think it's a testament to how connected we are as an industry, how we support each other. And really the caliber of this community and its character. So with that, I'd love to thank Ideagen again for giving us a chance to talk about how vision health and the vision industry are weathering the storm, how we're leading, and what we think the key is to our resiliency and the dynamic work we've been able to do. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.